奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来见证真神的教会。
Let us continue to share about the church of the true God.
真神的教会是一间怎么样的教会呢？
What type of church is the church of the true God?
我们已经讲了四五个见证。
We have shared 4 to 5 testimonies.
第一，真神的教会是最高的山。
First, the Church of the True God is the highest.
这是外教会的信徒做的见证。
This is a testimony borne by a church.
第二，真神的教会是传讲神话语的教会。
Second, it is a church that preaches the word of God.
这也是一个外教会的信徒做的见证。
A member from another denomination bore testimony to this as well.
第三，真神的教会是天国城。
Third, it is the kingdom of heaven.
原来真耶稣教会就是天国城。
The Church of God is the heavenly kingdom.
啊，那这是也是一个外教会的信徒做的见证。
This was also shared by a member of the denomination.
真耶稣教会是天国城。
The True Jesus Church is the heavenly kingdom.
因为天国城里面有三样宝物在真教会里面出现。
Because there are 3 precious things in this heavenly city.
第四个见证。
The 4th testimony.
真神的教会是火城。
The Church of the True God is a city of fire.
整个城都是火来的。
The entire city is filled with fire.
那是什么意思？
What does this mean?
神为什么要用火来包围教会，围着教会？
Why would God enclose the church in fire?
我们从圣经的启示知道四件事，为什么神用火，神教会叫做火城，四个意义。
From the Bible, it is revealed 4 points on why the church was crucified.
这些道理听了要存在心里。
After listening to the sermons, we must put them in our heart.
这四个见证，从第一个见证到第四个，全部是外教会跟外邦人做的，对真耶稣教会做的见证，不是我们讲的。
All 4 of these testimonies was borne by members of other denominations.
神借着外邦人的口见证我们的见证真耶稣教会，但是真教会的信徒自己不知道，自己不清楚，自己不明白。
The Lord used the mouths of Gentiles to bear witness, but our own members do not even know.
现在求圣灵运行在我们的心中。
Now we should pray that the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts.
真正传道的见证，现在讲的真诚的教会。要建立我们对真教会、神教会的信心，真的要建立起来。
So that it can build our faith in this true church.
啊，而且呢，在末世，更多的打击、更多的欺骗、更多的试探会临到教会，临到你的身上。
During the end times, there will be more attacks and deceit that will come upon you.
你对神有信心，可是对神的教会没有信心，你是站立不住的。
If you have faith in God, but no faith in His church, you cannot stand.
你信神，你要信神的教会。
If you believe in God, you must believe.
你信神，你不信神的教会，你也是站立不住的。
Without believing in His church, you will not be able to stand.
所以今天第四堂道理，第五个见证是。真神的教会是唯一能够站立得住的教会，唯一。
Today, during our fourth sharing, the fifth thing that the Church of the True God is the only church that stands.
启示录有记录，有预言将来末日前有许许多多各种各样的灾难。
Revelation prophesied about many calamities that will happen in the end time.
最可怕的灾难就是最后的那七个碗的灾难。
So the most terrifying are the 7 bowls.
那么启示录有许多主耶稣警告我们的话，提醒我们的话。
There are many warnings recorded in the book of Revelation.
其中一个重要的提醒、重要的警告就是，谁能站立得住？
And one of it is who can stand firm.
你能够站立得住吗？
Can you stand firm?
传道能够站立得住吗？
Can the preacher stand firm?
真耶稣教会能够站立得住吗？
Can the true Jesus Church stand firm?
启示录耶稣告诉我们，世上的七种人站立不住。
The Bible, through Revelations, tells us that there are 7 types of people who cannot stand firm.
那七种人就包括全世界的人在里面。
And these 7 include people across the world.
主耶稣说，这全世界的人七种人站立不住的。
The Bible tells us that these 7 types of people cannot stand firm.
那谁能站立得住呢？
Therefore, who can stand firm?
请看启示录第六章。
Let us refer to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录六章，我们读15节到17节。
Let us read verses 15 to 17.
请注意哦，第十五节就讲出全球地球上的七种人，就是全球地上的人。
Verse 15 speaks about the 7 types of people across the earth.
我们怎么知道他站立不住呢？
How do we know that they cannot stand firm?
1, 2, 3，地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富，壮士 和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩室里，向山和岩室说：倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来。为什么？躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。十七节，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站立得住？看到世上的七种人吗？
Do you see the seven types of people on earth?
从最高的君王
from the kings of the earth,
到最没有地位、最普通的老百姓为奴的，就是做仆人的
to the slaves who are considered the lowliest.
这七种人就是指全球整个地球上的七个阶层的人，七个不同阶层的人。
The seven types of people refer to the seven levels of positions in this earth.
到那一日，耶稣来的时候，这所有全球的人，就是住在地上的，没有一个站立得住。住在地上的人，没有一个站立得住。
On that day, when he comes again, none of these seven types of people.
他们不敢见神的面，不敢见耶稣的面。
They wouldn't dare to face the Lord Jesus.
我们不是不怕耶稣吗？
Aren't we not afraid?
我们不是时常批评耶稣啊，辱骂耶稣吗？羞辱耶稣吗？
I thought we are all okay with scolding
and humiliating Jesus. 你跟他传福音说信耶稣，你攻耶稣啊，那是在羞辱神的，羞辱耶稣的话来的。你跟我在讲耶稣呀
？They humiliate him and mock him.
他的那种话的意思，我非常轻视耶稣，根本就是他，我根本不 care 他。
Because they mock and belittle the idea of the Lord.
但是到那一日的时候
，But on that day when
每个人包括君王最高权力的君王都怕羔羊，怕耶稣。
Anyone, including the highest kings, will be afraid of this lamb.
怕到什么程度？怕到他们宁愿用山大山压住他们啊，都不敢见主耶稣的面，不敢啊。
They would rather hide under the mountains than face the Lord Jesus.
为什么不敢
？Why are they afraid?
因为这一日是耶稣神羔羊愤怒的日子来的。
Because this is the day of the wrath of the Lord God.
这里是讲愤怒哦，不是讲生气哦。愤怒比生气更严重的哦。
Here it talks about wrath, not anger. Wrath is more extreme than anger.
今天不怕耶稣，不怕神。
Today we are not afraid of the Lord.
到那一日一定会吓到半死，怕神怕耶稣。
But on that day you will be truly terrified.
那我们今天真耶稣教的信徒。
Today, as members of the true Jesus,
你今天是住在天上的，还是住在地上的？你自己回答。
Do you dwell in heaven or on this earth? Answer yourself.
若我们信的主、信的神，仍然住在地上，你到时候你一定站立不住，真的站立不住。
If we have belief in God, yet we still remain on this earth, we will not be able to.
因为主耶稣的提醒，耶稣的警告就是住在地上的一定站立不住。
Because his warning is for those who are on this earth, because
除非我们是住在天上属天上的人。
Unless we dwell in heaven and belong to the heavenly kingdom.
因此十七节就做了一个严重的警告，严重的结论。
There is a very stern and serious warning in verse 17.
神愤怒的大日到了，谁能站立得住？
For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
平安的时候，我们每个人都站立得住。
During days of peace, we can all stand firm.
风平浪静的日子，每个人都站立得住，连恶人、坏人都站立得住。
When everything is smooth sailing, even the evil one can stand firm.
信神不信神的都站立得住。好，都生活得好好，没穿没烂，都知道他平安死去。
Regardless of whether you believe or not, you will be able to stand firm.
因为这个时候是平安日子，是恩典日子，是降福的日子啊，是神拯救的日子呀。
Because these are days of peace, blessing, and grace.
但是耶稣说的不是平安的日子。
But the Lord is not referring to
the 不是神拯救的日子。
It is not the day of His.
不是神施慈爱的祝福的日子。不是。
It's not the day of His grace.
耶稣说的是神愤怒的日子。
The Lord is referring to the day of His wrath.
这时候你站立得住吗
？On this day, will you be able to stand?
传道一直讲道理，天天常常讲道理，讲了几三十多年，站立得住吗
？Preacher has been preaching for two decades, but
不要以为讲道理的人就站立得住哦，你不要以为这样，你不要误会哦。
Do not think that a sermon speaker will be able to stand firm.
因为那谁能站立得住？答案就在七章的第九，那第七章里面。
Who can stand firm? The answer is in chapter 7.
那些得救的圣洁的十四万四千人。
The ones who will be rescued is the 144,000.
到第九节的时候，这些人都站在宝座和羔羊的面前，他们都站立得住，站得很稳，站在神面前，站在审判台前。
On that day, they will all stand before him, and they will be standing firm.
所以今天我们的信心哦，你在平安时候的信心哦，不是真信心来的，是一般的信心罢了。
The faith that you have during peace is only common faith.
真正的信心就是在苦难临到、灾难临到、各种试炼临到、各种火的熬炼临到的时候，很痛苦的时候，那个才是真正的信心。
True faith is seen during your calamities and suffering that you encounter.
平安祝福的信仰不是真信仰。
A faith born out of blessing.
我的意思是说，因为它经不起考验。平安的时候，那种信仰，那种是经不起考验的。
Because that faith cannot withstand trials.
真正经得起考验的信仰，是在苦难中、死亡试探当中、魔鬼的逼迫当中，仍然爱神，仍然相信神，那才是真信仰。
True faith is believing and loving God despite the persecutions and trials you face.
这种信仰呢？这样的信徒呢，一定站立得住。
This faith enables you to stand firm.
我现在来做见证。
Now let me share a testimony.
真耶稣教会是唯一能够站立得住的教会。
The true Jesus Church is the only church that stands firm.
就是第七章所说的。
This is recorded in chapter 7.
有一个教会的青年啊，他常常看不起自己的教会。
There was a youth who often despised his own church.
他也不喜欢在教会来聚会。
He did not like attending.
因为他说我们这耶稣教的聚会哈很 boring 啊，常常都讲道理讲道理讲整个小时，很 boring 啊。
According to him, our true Jesus Church is boring because of our continuous.
而且这种道理听了几十年了都是一样的，就是这样信心啊、祷告啊、爱神啊、敬拜神啊，听了几十年了都厌烦了。
After decades, he has gone weary of it because it is the same about prayer.
不跟你讲敬拜神，不跟你讲爱神，不跟你讲依靠神、信神，请问到底要讲什么？你跟我讲啊，到底要讲什么
？If I do not,
你要听什么
？To worship, love, and rely and believe in God. What else can our sermons be about?
要讲世界的事呀。
Are we going to talk about
世界的事不用在台上讲，不用奉主耶稣圣名讲，不用。
We do not need to use the name of Jesus or the pulpit to speak about the matters of the world.
世界的事你上网看，你天天上网看，躺在床上看到两三点都可以呀、啊。那个太多了，你自己去点就有了。还要在这里讲吗？还要在奉主的名讲这些事吗
？It is something that you can obtain by scrolling through your phone on your beds in the middle of the night.
你说你听了道理很厌烦。
You say that you have gone weary.
你说你听了几十年。
Of this sermons you have listened for decades.
我问你，那你建立你的信心吗
？But has your faith been?
你的信心是越信越坚强，越信越相信，还是越信越没有信心？请问，听了几十年了。
Then after decades of sermon, have you grown stronger?
你说你敬拜神，请问你有爱神吗？
You say you worship him, but do you love him?
在这几十年的敬拜当中，你真的有敬畏神吗
？Do you truly fear him throughout your worship?
我们今天有敬拜神，但是却缺乏敬畏神。
Today we worship God, but we do not fear him.
所以我们不怕神的。
Therefore, we are not afraid of him.
我们听到道理，我们也不怕的，甚至反感的。
When we listen to sermons, we are not afraid. We even feel repulsed.
就像这个青年哦。
Just like this youth.
好，然后他就常常去外教会，星期天去外教会聚会。
On Sundays, he would go to other churches.
他说那边节目很多啊，很快乐、啊。
According to him, it is much happier than.
是的，外教会的节目让很多年，特别是年轻人都很喜欢，因为有唱歌、有跳舞、有吉他、有锣鼓，有很多节目，而且不会常常讲道理，不会。
It is true. The programs of other churches involve drums and fun activities, which is more appealing for youths.
原来你要的是这些，你不是要天国道理，你不是要神的话，你喜欢的不是神的话，你要的是这些节目。
So it is apparent that what you want isn't the word of God through sermons, but all these programs.
那你常常礼拜天去听道理，去聚会，请问那是敬拜神吗？ So, 请问你是真的在敬拜神、听道理吗？
Therefore, the programs that you attend on this Sunday, is it actually worshiping God?
传道劝他，也警告他不可以这样，你会得罪神的。
Even though preacher encouraged him and advised him to do that,
他不单止没有听，还带教会几个青年到外教会聚会。
Instead of listening, he even led the youth of our church to other denominations.
那是真的热心吗？那叫做敬拜神吗？
Do you think
还是一种节目呢？喜欢节目呢？
Is this considered zeal for God, or do you only like programs?
这个圣经营的学生，你听好哦。我们第一堂在讲敬拜，刚才上课的时候在讲敬拜，有没有
？So participants of the Bible camp, we just talked about worship during our first.
现在这些这个教会青年带一些青年去外教会聚会，请问是敬拜神吗
？Is this
还是在玩在找节目呢
？Considered worshiping God by bringing his other youth to other churches for their programs.
那 神怜悯他，神也爱他。
God had mercy on him.
那神要怎么把他带回教会来呢？
So how did God bring him back to church?
神让他做一个异梦。
He granted him a vision.
他遇到世界末日。
In his vision, he saw
整个世界都被大火烧起来。
The end days in which
很多人都被大火烧死了。
Many people were consumed by fire.
很多那些很可怕的凄厉的叫声，很恐怖的叫声啊，那些哭声啊，喊叫声啊，都一直哇，都很，整个世界都在火，整个世界都在乱。
The world was filled with chaos of cries and wailing.
这时候就开始怕神了。
At that time, he started to fear God.
因为火从天降下来要烧这个世界了。
Because fire was descending from the heavens to destroy the world.
哪一个地方是安全的，可以拯救人的？
When that time comes, what place would be safe?
主耶稣故意给他看。
The Lord purposely granted him the
vision. 那些他去过的外教会有名字的哦，每一个教会在他的面前倒下来。
The churches of other denominations had their buildings collapse in front of him.
他所去过的教会，没有去过的，但是知道的教会，一间一间倒啊，倒下来，站立不住。这些基督教会。所以所谓的信耶稣的教会，没有一间站立得住。
The churches aside from ours that he went to and did not go to all collapsed
before him. 你不信神的话，不遵守神的话，不顺服真理，请问可以站立得住的吗？
If you do not believe in his word, you do not hold fast to his word, can you stand firm?
这样不听神的话，不听耶稣的话，不照耶稣话，也可以得救，也站立得住，那何必信耶稣呢？不用啊，反正就站立得住呀。
If you do not,
又不信神的话，不听神的话，也可以站立得住呀。那你信耶稣来做什么？
If you do not need to believe in His word and Jesus to stand firm, then what's the point of believing in Jesus?
你听好好来哦，它的重点，不听耶稣的话，不照耶稣的话，也可以得救，也可以站立得住。不用听耶稣的话，不用照耶稣话做，也可以得救。那你信耶稣来做，不用信咯，
Listen,
不用信也可以得救咯。
Listen to his claim properly. He claimed that.Listening to the word of God is not necessary.
不是我们一直要批评其他的基督教，不是。
We are not trying to criticize other Christian
denominations. 是要分辨清楚谁能站立得住。
But we must make it clear who can stand firm.
耶稣说，唯有遵行神天父旨意、遵行神道理的才可以的啦，才可以站立，才可以得救的。耶稣说的。
The Lord Jesus has said that only those who follow the word can.
所以你要分辨清楚。
Therefore, we must distinguish between the two.
那每一间教会都倒了。
Each church, other churches have collapsed.
那突然间，他看到有一座高山，高山上有一间教会。
And suddenly he saw a tall mountain on which there was a church.
这个教会不大，但是全整个教都是白色的。
The church was not big, but it was entirely white.
他就爬上那个最高的山上去。
He climbed up to this highest mountain.
哎呀，一到山顶上看到，哎呀，这个教会写作。真耶稣教会就是我的教会啊。
And on that church was written True Jesus Church, which was his church.
这时候唯一站立得住的、唯一不倒的，就是真教会。
The only church that can stand firm is the true church.
他就很放心的要走进去。
And he felt at ease. He wanted to enter.
当他要进入教的时候，那个教的门突然间关了。
But suddenly the doors of the church shut before him.
他一直拍门了，开门呐、啊，开门呐、啊！我是真耶稣教会的呀。
He knocked on the door repeatedly, claiming to be a member of the church.
他听到教会那时正在唱诗。
He heard hymns being sung.
他说这个诗歌我也会唱呀。
He said, I also know this hymn.
请你们开门呐、啊。
Please open the door for me.
我是教会的信徒啊。
I am a member of this church.
没有人开门给他。
But no one opened the door.
他自己要去开也开不到。
He couldn't force the door open.
接着就听到教会在祷告。
But then he heard them pray.
祷告的力量很大，祷告的灵言很充满。
Their prayer was filled with strength.
原来教会正在
loudly
在祷告、聚会、唱诗来等候耶稣来，等候主迎接他们。
It turns out they were waiting for the Lord to receive them while they were praying, singing hymns.
他在教会门口那边大喊说：“这个祷告跟我一样啊，我也会祷告，我也有圣灵啊，我也是这样祷告的呀。”
He shouted loudly at the door that he knew how to pray because he had the Holy Spirit. He knew how to speak in tongues.
也没有人给他开门。
But no one opened the door.
主耶稣也不开门给他。
The Lord Jesus did not open the door.
他开始害怕了，在那边恐惧，在那边发抖了。
He grew fearful and started shivering.
这时你进不到教会，你不能进入神的殿，那就等于是死亡的。
If you cannot enter the temple of God at this time, you
will perish. 因为山脚下全部都是火，全世界都是火，只有这个山上是平安的，是安全的，是平安的。
Everything beyond the foot of the mountain was consumed by fire.
他一直喊主啊, 原谅我, 主耶稣, 我知道我错了。
He prayed for the Lord to forgive
him. 主耶稣啊, 你开门给我进去, 主耶稣啊, 原谅我。
He prayed for the Lord to forgive him and to open the doors.
流两滴眼泪, 讲几声, 原谅我就可以解决吗?
Do you think you can solve everything by shedding a few tears and praying for forgiveness?
我看今天的人所谓的悔改就是讲几句话, 我原谅我, 哭了两滴眼泪, 搞定了。
I've seen many people
又是一条好汉, 又是一条龙,
claim to repent just by shedding a few tears, but they return to their old behavior.
原来所谓的悔改, 一两滴眼泪就搞定了, 这么容易的,
according to
又可以进天国了。
I guess shedding tears is all that you need to do in order to enter the kingdom of heaven.
真的是这样吗?
Do you think that it is that simple?
那是确实悔改, 真真实实悔改,
but you must truly repent.
喊到他没有声音了,
at that time he shouted,
一直求就求到他整个人没有力量了, 倒在地上, 跌到这个地上,
he shouted until he lost all strength and collapsed to the ground.
他绝望了, 他完全没有希望,
he was in great despair, he felt hopeless.
就在他很绝望的时候, 认为不能得救的时候,
in his despair, when he thought he could no longer be saved,
他听到一个很安静, 却是很清楚的声音,
he heard a quiet but clear voice.
声音说什么知道吗?
What did this voice say?
只给你一分钟,
I will only give you 1 minute.
听到吗? 神里面说, 啊, 我原谅你了, 啊, 怎么, 没有讲这么多, 只讲, 只给你一分钟。
The Lord didn't say, I will forgive you and all that, but he only said, I will only give you 1 minute.
用尽全身的力量, 爬起来。
When he heard that, he mustered all of his strength to rise to his feet.
刚刚一结束, 只给你一分钟, 就看到教会的门打开了, 教会的门开了。
In that minute, he saw the doors to the church open.
用尽全身力量, 冲进去啊, 用冲的呀, 不是用走的呀, 爬也要爬进去啊。
With all his might, he rushed inside. He didn't
walk in. 我软弱啊, 我没有力量啊, 我软, 软弱也要爬, 爬也要爬进去啊, 知道吗?
Even if you're weak, you must crawl your way into this church.
今天动不动, 我软弱啊, 我软弱啊, 就不用来教会了, 啊, 我软弱啊, 就不用进去聚会, 啊, 我软弱啊, 就不用侍奉神了。 今天不是这样子吗? 讲一句软弱就搞定了的。
Some people say, I'm weak, I'm just like that, they don't need to come to church, they don't need to serve.
讲一句, 我很忙啊, 我没有时间, 就不用聚会的, 不用来敬拜神的, 我很忙。
All they say is, I have no time. Then they don't need to serve God, don't need to answer
prayers. 那时他已经没有力量趴在地上了，没有力量都要爬，爬都要爬进去。
At that time, he lost all strength, yet he crawled his way into the church.
冲进去啊，唯一最好剩下的力量，用尽全身力量冲进教的时候，那个门砰，很快就关了。
After he used the last of his strength to enter the church, the doors closed.
因为神讲很清楚, 我没有给你一个小时，我只给你一分钟。
The Lord,
你要听就听, 你不听就算。
The Lord was clear, he didn't give him an hour, he only gave him a minute.
时间就是这么短, 时间就是这么紧张的。
This is all the time you have. It is very urgent and critical.
结果他醒过来了。
And then he woke up.
原来是做梦,
it turned out to be a dream. It is not real.
什么不是真的? 这个就是真的, 真的事情。
This is
现在还没有发生, 将来一定发生, 主来的日子一定发生一模一样的情形。
While it has not happened yet, it will surely happen.
整个世界都被火烧, 那个圣经和主耶稣讲很清楚, 整个世界都被火烧。
The world will be filled with fire, just like the Bible says.
全部都要被火融化。
And you will be melted by this fire.
住在地上没有一个站立得住, 地上的教会没有一个站立得住。
Anyone or any church that dwells on this earth will not be able to stand firm.
当时很多信徒都要进教会, 那教会的门关。
When that time comes, many will try to enter the church, but the doors will close.
你进不来了的。
You will not be able to enter.
你不要说神不救你哦, 啊, 神为什么不救我, 啊, 神为什么不打开门, 你不要怪神哦。
Do not blame God for not rescuing you then.
将来, 救恩的门一定会关闭。
In future, the doors to salvation will close.
真耶稣教会的门会关闭。
The doors to true Jesus church will close.
这是主耶稣启示主耶稣说的。
This is what the Lord has said.
我们来看教会的门什么时候会关呢?
Let us see when the doors to our church will close.
请看启示录15章。
Let us refer to Revelation chapter 15.
所以你不要以为真教会的门永远打开哦, 永远哦, 没有这样的事情哦, 没有这样的道理哦。
Do not think that the doors to our true church will be open.
教会的门现在在开，因为现在是拯救的时候，救恩的时候。
It is open now because it is a time for salvation.
但是救恩的时候结束的拯救的日子结束的时候，门就关了。
But when the time of salvation ends, these doors will close.
请看启示录的十五章。
Revelation chapter 15.
我们读第七节。
Let us read verse 7.
一、二、三。四活物中有一个把盛满了活到永永远远之神大怒的七个金碗给了那七位天使。第八节，因神的荣耀和能力殿中充满了冤，于是没有人能以进殿，只等到那七位天使所降的气灾完毕了。这里说到那个时候呢，圣殿充满神的荣耀，荣耀能力，愿圣殿充满神的荣耀跟能力。
He says at that time the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power.
这个时候呢，没有人能进殿，请注，英文是这样吗？没有人哦，没有人就是没有一个人哦，包括你跟我了。
At that time, no one was able to enter, including both you and me.
为什么没有人能进殿呢
？Why could no one enter?
因为殿的门已经关了，你怎么进呢？
Because the doors are closed, how are you?
所以我们在里面的人就不要出来。
Those who are inside should not exit.
你出来了，那个时候想要进回倒回来进来，你进不来了。包括传道一样，如果传道出去了，那时候想要进回来进不来了。
Even if a preacher leaves at that time, they will not be able to enter again.
所以这个是神讲的，耶稣讲的，你注意哦，不是传道讲的。
This is the word of the Lord. This is the word of Jesus.
耶稣说，这个时候没有人可以进殿的，没有一个人的。
As it says, no one was able to enter.
那么这个殿的门关了，什么时候会开呢
？When will the doors to the temple open again?
没有开了啦。
It will not open again.
哪里看到哪里可以得到答案说那个门关了就没有再开
？How do we know that it will no longer open again?
请看那第七这个下半段。
Let us look at the latter portion.
没有人可以进殿，一直等到那七位天使所降的七碗灾完毕后， no. 直到七碗灾完毕后。
Till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed.
这个意思就是说，世界末日，地球也爆炸了，没好人都死光了，地球也碎了，也融化了，你还开来做什么？
This is
都没有人了，还开来做什么？
So there's no one left for you to open the doors to.
因为七碗灾哈，知道七位天使所降的七灾是最可怕、最后的灾难。七碗灾一降下来，第六碗的时候，地球就已经被火烧了。第六印的时候，地球就已经几乎世界末日了。
Because the seven plagues are the end of the world. During the sixth seal, it is already the end of the
world. 不用到第七碗，我跟你讲。
We do not even need to reach the seventh.
但第七碗是要来做什么？
Then what is the seventh?
第七碗是第六印的靠到时间。
It is the countdown after the
那个时间叫做十九八七六五四三二一，砰，结束。
After counting down, it will be the ultimate.
第七碗是这样的意思。
That is what the seventh bowl refers to.
那还有教会吗？还门在开？没再开也没有了。整个地球整个人都没有了，所以那个门一关了，没有再开了的。
There's no one left on this earth, so there's no point for the doors to open again.
这是主耶稣启示的，耶稣警告的，耶稣告诉我们的。
This is what the Lord has revealed to us.
所以那个信徒，那个年轻人听，那个青年看到的那个异梦，做的那种教会的门关，真的教会门会关。
In that young youth's vision, he saw that the doors of the church.
好了，我们不要讲启示录了。其实，在耶稣时代，耶稣传道三年多的时间，耶稣也曾经讲过，教会的门会关，福音的门会关，只是没有人去注意，没有人去相信。
Let's not talk about Revelation. During the 3 years of Jesus' ministry, he even talked about it.
那是耶稣刚刚来到世界三年多，都还没有钉十字架，他就讲教会的门会关了。
Before the Lord was crucified, he spoke about how the doors of the church would close.
什么时候讲的
？When did he say that?
请看路加福音书十三章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 13.
我们读二十二节到二十四节。
Let us read verses 22 to 24.
一、二、三。耶稣路加福音书十三章
Luke chapter 13
22到24
verses 22 to 24。
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教训人， 有一个人问他说：主啊，得救的人少吗？耶稣对众人说：你们要努力进窄门，我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。这里是耶稣传道的时候呢，到各城各乡去传天国福音、得救福音。
When Jesus was preaching, he went to all cities and villages to preach the gospel of salvation.
二十三节有一个听众，一个听道理的人起来问耶稣一个问题，信仰的问题。
In verse 23, someone rose and asked a question about salvation.
老实说，他问的问题也是很属灵的，很重要的。
To be honest, their questions were very spiritual and very important.
他问主啊，将来得救的人有多少？有多少人能得救？
He asked, Lord, are there few who are saved?
也算是关心啊，得救的多少人得救，关心神的计划、神的工作了。
You can say that he cared about the work and plan of salvation.
但是你发现到吗？主耶稣没有直接的回答他。
But do you notice that the Lord did not answer him directly?
耶稣没有回答他多少人得救。
He didn't say how many people would be saved.
二十四节，主耶稣面向众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。”
Facing the people, he told them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate."
用今天的话来表达，就是主耶稣大非所问。人家问你几多个人得救，你就说你们要努力进窄门，这根本是大非所问啊！你没有回答我的问题啊！
In today's words, we would say that he wasn't answering the question.
耶稣为什么不回答他呢？
Why didn't Jesus answer?
耶稣懒得回答这种问题了。
He couldn't be bothered to answer such a question.
好像我们第二次的那个疑难问答，有人跟我说传道很多问题很幼稚哦，你为什么还要这么认真回答？应该是懒得回答。
During our second Q&A session, someone told me most of these questions are very immature.
问什么地球是不是圆的啊？地球是不会不会自转啊？地球是不会自转，这种问题啊。
So some people ask, "Oh, is the Earth round?"
又问呢、啊？我们负责人难道一定要参加开会吗？问这种问题，你是负责人，你不参加开会，你负什么责？你做什么负责人？你是傻的，你问这种问题。
Some people ask, must committee members attend meetings? If you are committee member and don't attend meetings,
我自己看到都哭笑不得，要回答还是不要回答？不回答就说传道你不回答，人家问你问题你不回答，回答就觉得自己也很幼稚。
I was very exasperated because I didn't know whether I was supposed to answer.
结果一些信徒他的反应说传道你很幼稚咯。你很傻咯，这种问题也要回答。
Some members told me I was foolish for answering those questions.
我相信，我要学主耶稣了啦，以后我要学耶稣了。
In future, I want to.
这个人问多少人得救，耶稣懒得回答，他就不回答。
Jesus couldn't be bothered to answer the question about whether there would be few who would be saved.
你知道为什么耶稣不回答他吗？
Do you know why the Lord did not answer him directly?
多少人得救关你什么事？
What does it have to do with you about the number?
多少人得救不是你可以知道的，那是神的权柄，神的荣耀。
The number who will be saved depends on the glory and authority of God.
而且对你也不是重要的。
It is not important to you.
重要的是你能不能够得救，这才是最重要的。
More importantly is whether you will or will not be saved.
你能不能够得救，你都不知道。
You do not know if you can even be saved.
你也不努力，也不认真。
Yet you are not striving hard. You are not taking it seriously.
这些才是最重要，这个才是你最要关心的呀。
But these are the most important things that you should care about.
今天我们不关心我们的灵魂，我能不能得救。
We do not care about faith.
我们常常去关心其他的事，有的没的，一直在讲那些其他的事。
We always put our attention on things.
怪不得耶稣懒得回答，耶稣不回答他。
Therefore, Jesus couldn't be bothered.
那耶稣说要怎么样得救？
Jesus answered, "This is how you say."
耶稣不是说多少人得救，耶稣是说要怎样得救，知道吗
？Instead of telling him how many would be saved, he told him how to be saved.
要得救就是努力进窄门，这个是得救的方法。
In order to be saved, you must strive to enter through the narrow gate.
今天我们在信仰在进天国这条道路上，请问你有努力吗？传道有努力吗？我们有努力吗？真耶稣教会有努力吗？
In this journey to heaven, do you work hard? Do the preachers work hard? Is the church working hard?
我看我们努力不够了。
I think that we are not working
hard enough. 甚至都不能够提啊，谈到努力这件事。
We can't even bring up the topic of working
hard or being diligent. 我们的聚会哦，现在大部分的出邦信徒不只是出邦了，很多教会都这样。只有安息日来聚会而已。
This is not only limited to Subang Church, but many churches only come for services.
拜二没有来的。
You don't come on Sundays.
拜五也没有来的。
You don't come on Fridays.
那些来的才几个人而已。
Only a few will come.
我们整个马来西亚都是这样。
It is the same across Malaysia.
那么什么时候来
？So when do you come?
安息日。
Only on the Sabbath day.
那安息日不是一整天哦。
But you do not even come for the
whole day. 一些早上来，下午就不来。
Some only come in the morning.
一些下午来，早上就不来。
Some only come in the afternoon.
那意思说，他一个礼拜才聚会一次。
You only come once.
那一次最多是一个小时多一点。
And that is only at most an hour.
请问这叫做努力吗？
Is that what you consider to be
working hard? 你不要再骗人，也不要再骗自己。
Don't deceive others. Don't deceive yourself.
如果你说这个叫做努力，那是你在自我欺骗，在骗自己，也骗教会，也骗真神。
If you claim that it's working hard, you are lying to yourself.
不信是吗？不信我跟你讲解。
If you don't believe, let me explain it to you.
你的孩子现在在读书。
Your children are studying right now.
他去学校哦，一个礼拜才去一天而已。
They are only going to school once a week.
而且一天不是早上到下午，他只是去一个小时而已。
They're not even going the whole day. They only go for 1 hour.
请问你的孩子这样读书的，这样读大学的，你会哭啊？你的孩子这样读。读中学的你会哭啊！你真的会哭。
Your children's university or high school life is like you will cry.
他根本就不要讲努力，根本普通的去上课都没有，不要讲努力。
We don't even need to talk about working hard. They're not even attending
classes. 这样能够考好成绩啊，能够毕业吗？你自己想。
Do you think they can graduate with good results?
不要讲读书，讲做生意好不好？大家都喜欢赚钱。
Instead of studying, let's talk about running a business.
你开店做生意。
If you run a business,
拜一、拜二、拜三、拜四、拜五你都不开的。
If you don't run your business on from Mondays to Friday,
你只是拜六开而已，开一天而已。
You only run it on Saturday.
而且拜六开哦，不是早上开到下午啊，开到太阳下山哦。你只是哦开啊两点到三点，三点到四点，开一个小时而已。
You only launch your business, run your business from 2 to 3.
请问你这个生意做得起来吗？
Do you think your business can be?
你自己想了，这个叫做你有努力做生意，有努力生做，有努力吗？
Do you think that is considered working?
所以我说，我们努力都两个字都不配啊，都提不上努力。
We are not even worthy of saying that we work hard.
读书也好，做生意也好，工作也好，都没有人这样做工的啦。
Be it in our studies, our business, or our
都很努力去赚钱，很努力去上班，很努力去上课的，不是这样子吗
？We work very hard at work in our studies and our businesses.
学校读回来还不够哦，还要做什么
？After school is not.
来，还要做什么？学校读书回来要做什么
？After your school, that is not enough. What do you attend after school?
补习吧。
You have your tuition.
还要补习啊，还不够啊，觉得不够啊，不够努力啊。
You have your tuition classes.
有些才离谱啊。这个星期三是这个老师教英啊，补英文的。那星期天那个老师是补什么的？很多啊，补很多课。读书就已经够了，还不够，还要补啊。
Your school classes are not enough. You need tuition classes.
这个才叫做努力啦。
That is what we consider to be working.
那在信仰上，我们今天有努力吗
？So do we work hard in our faith?
所以我说不要骗自己。
Therefore, let us not deceive ourselves.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
进天国要努力进，进窄门要努力进。
Jesus said to strive to enter.
还有一节圣经说，天国是努力的人进入的。努力的人必要得着。
There's another verse that tells us that only the diligent can.
这节圣经，请大家帮传道找一下，我忘记在哪里了。
Please help me look for that Bible verse.
这些 Bible Camp 的学生啊，找一下。等下下午我们五点有一堂课。
We have a class at 5 p.m.
是吗？在马太福音书是吗？天国是努力的人进去的。
So the kingdom of God is for the diligent.
努力的人一定得着。
Surely the ones who are diligent will receive the.
但接下去耶稣说呢
？And later on, Jesus said,
我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，将来有很多人要进入神的殿，就是进入真教会。
For many, I say to you, will seek to enter this.
哎呦，我看到这节圣经，我几高兴，知道吗？我几兴奋，知道吗
？I was very excited and happy to see.
因为我们常常说吼，都没有人要进来神的殿的。都没有人要进入真教会的，自己的信徒也不太喜欢进来的，很懒惰的，很软弱的。
Because many do not wish to enter, and many who enter are weak.
但是主耶稣说不是哦，将来有许多人哦，很多人都要进入真教，想要进入哦，不是不要不想哦，是很想哦。
But here it says many wish to enter.
但很可惜，想要进来却是不能。
But it is a pity that though they wish
to enter, 很多人想要进入真教会，但是却进不了。
Many want to enter, but they are not able to.
难道神不救他们吗？
Does God
他们要进来，不是神的意思吗？不是本来就是神要救人的呀。但是为什么会进不来呢？
Is it not the will of God for us to enter?
答案在二十五节。
The answer is in verse 25.
来一起读二十五节。
Let us read verse 25 together.
祭至家主起来，关了门。原来家主这个家的主人就是主耶稣，他起来把教会的门关了。
The master of the house is the Lord Jesus, and He has shut the door.
所以许多人想要进来已经进不来了。这个时候想要进来已经进不来了，因为门已经关了。
Therefore, many cannot enter, even though they wish to, because the door is shut.
这个就是启示录刚才我们看的，没有人可以进殿，没有一个人。
Just like what was recorded in Revelation, no one was able to enter.
主耶稣很早就讲了，教会的门会关的，而且关门的不是我们传道长子，我们没有这种权柄。主耶稣自己把门关起来。
Jesus has said since a long time ago that he himself will close
the gates. 就是救恩的门关了，这个没有再救赎了，没有再做拯救工作了。
There's no more work of salvation.
那就是审判的时候了。
All that is left is judgment.
所以要悔改，赶快悔改；要敬拜神，赶快敬拜神。
Therefore, we must hurry to repent and
要进入神的殿，赶快进入，不要到那时候才说我要进去，是进不来的。
You must rush to enter His holy place.
教会的信徒也一样，比如说我进去，我出去，我又回来，我又出去，我又回来。你出去那个时候你进不来的，我跟你讲，
As members
真的是进不来的。
We cannot choose to leave and come back repeatedly.
只能够在站在门外一直喊啊，开门啊，开门啊！主耶稣啊，我是你的儿女。主耶稣啊，我是。耶稣说我不认识你，我不认识你。
Once the door is shut and you're knocking outside, the Lord will say that He does not know you.
哦，你看是吗？启示录讲圣殿的门会关，连主耶稣在世的时候都已经讲过这篇道理。福音的门会关，拯救的门会关。
The book of Revelation, as well as Jesus, when He was ministering, said this that the doors of salvation will close.
那我就想起那个方舟，真教会是末世的方舟嘛，救人的嘛。
The true church is the ark of the end.
就是神要毁灭这世界之前，先造方舟，让人得救嘛。
Before the Lord destroys the world, He has created an ark for salvation.
难道当时的时候下雨的时候，雨不是一下哦，不是一下马上就震起来的？不是的，它是一天一天这样震起来的。
In the past, when the rain fell, it did not become a flood immediately.
但是水是先到你的脚，然后到你的腰，然后到你的颈，到你的头，是这样的吗？水是一这样一直上的吗
？The water starts to rise to your ankles, your knees, and to your head.
整个屋子房顶啊，你爬到房顶上去，房屋都淹了。请问你还不去方舟那边吗？
If even your houses has been submerged to the roof, will you not go to the ark?
所以这时他们都会发现到。唯一能够得救的、能够平安的，就是进入方舟。
At that time, they realized the only method of salvation was
through the ark. 所以我深信，用理性，用我们的知识去思考，当时一定很多人涌到方舟里面去。不是里面，涌到方舟周围都是人。
Based on our understanding, most of the people at that time would have tried to rush and surround
it. 你平时不信，你这个时候要信的吧。
Even if you do not believe, you will make yourself
believe. 因为你在不到方舟就没不能得救就灭亡了啊！在死亡面前，哪一个人不要得生命呢
？Because if you do not believe, all that is left for you is death.
所以当时方舟一定很多人，挤满了人。
Therefore, surely the ark was surrounded.
就像耶稣说的，那时有许多人想要进入方舟，却是不能。
Just like what
一定是这样。
Many would want to enter, but will not.
挪亚时代是这样，末后时代一定也是这样。
This was during the time of Noah. It will be the same during the end.
为什么进不了？他们要进方舟哦。
Why were they not able to?
方舟的目的就是要救人的呀。
Isn't the ark meant to save?
你不用怪神，你也不用讲这么多理由。
Do not blame God and do not try to reason.
神说：为什么我等你这么等你了？120年，为什么你不进来
？Because the Lord will ask you, I have waited for you for 120 years.
那个挪亚在造方舟，造好了，你为什么不进来
？When he was building the ark, and when he was
偏偏我的门关的时候，方舟的门是神关的。你注意看圣经哦，神把方舟的门关了，是神关的，知道吗？不是挪亚关的哦。
Carefully, you would realize that it was God and not Noah.
如果是挪亚关的，挪亚要负责任哦。
If it was Noah who shut the door, he would have to be accountable.
神关的，那是神负责任哦。
But it was God, therefore God was.
神把方舟的门关了。
He shut the door to the ark.
所以进不来了。
So you can no longer enter. 想要进来也进不来了，
再哭也没有用了。
Even if you want to enter, even if you weep, you will not be able to enter.
挪亚时代是这样，将来也是这样。
That was during the time of Noah.
因为耶稣说，很多人想要进来。
Because many would want to enter.
那我再解释为什么这个时候很多人想要进来。
Let me explain why many would want to enter.
就是刚才我们读的圣经启示录那个十五章那边。
As we read in Revelation 15.
啊、哦，那边说方舟的门关的时候，就是那个天使降气碗灾的时候。
It says that this is when the seven bowls and the plagues.
第一碗的灾难已经很可怕了。
The first bowl and its.
第二碗更加可怕。
The second is
第三碗更超级可怕
，and it grows exceedingly
每一个碗越来越重，每一个碗死的人更多。
With each bowl, the death toll grows.
那时人才感觉到，这不是一般的灾难哦，不是一般的战争哦，地震哦，不是一般的灾难哦，不是呢。
At that time, everyone will realize it is not a common war or a disease.
他们那些作恶的人不信神，这时才感觉到神发怒了，神开始发怒，神很愤怒了。他们感受到了。
Even those who do not believe will realize that.
他们想起神要审判世界了。
They will realize that the Lord wants to judge the world.
至少我们都听过神审判世界末日这件事。
For us, at least we know.
那是我们要敬拜神啊，我们要来拜神，我们要悔改啊。
We will want to repent. We will want to worship God.
哪一间是神的教会？哪一间是？是遵行神诫命的。
So which church is a church that
真耶稣教会
？It is a true Jesus church.
想要进来
？They want to enter.
进不来了。
But they cannot enter.
所以怪不得那时候很多人想要进来，因为已经到很可怕的气碗灾了。
Therefore, it is no wonder
要末日了，已经生存不下去，活不下去了。
That many would want to enter because it is during the seven last plagues.
难道一定要到这个时候你才信神吗
？Must you wait until then to believe in God?
那时你不用信的，也没有机会给你信了。
When that time comes, there's no chance and no point for you to believe anymore.
所以这些道理都一直提醒我们，警告我们。
These teachings repeatedly remind us.
谁能站立得住
？That reminds us.
还有个重点就是哈，只给你一分钟，没有时间了。
There's also one more main point, which is there's no more time since there's only 1 minute
真的是没有时间了。
Truly, there's not enough time left.
我们来看启示录的第十章。
Let us refer to Revelation.
为了这件事情哦，主耶稣自己亲自启示，向天启示。
About this matter, the Lord personally revealed.
启示的内容就是说没有时间，我不会再给时间，我不会再给了。
What did he reveal to them? He revealed that
我不会再延长时间了，新郎延迟了，就是说延迟来。耶稣到现在还没有来，就是给我们时间，就是延长时间。
The whole reason why the Lord has not arrived yet is because he's extending time.
因为还没有来，一直延迟，一直延迟，所以全部人都睡觉，连那些聪明的也在睡觉。
Since he has extended the time, even those who are wise has fallen asleep.
所以耶稣其实说不再给时间了。
So now the Lord says, "There's no more time for you."
十章第六节
，Chapter 10, verse 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
一二三，我所看见的那踏海踏地的天使，向天举起右手来，指着那创造天和天上之物，地和地上之物，海和海中之物，自活到永永远远的启示说，不再。有时日了，那个中文小字就是原文说不再延长时间，不再拖延时间，不再给时间，不再给时间。
So in the annotation in the Chinese version says that there should be delay no longer.
啊，那个是原文哦，原文。
This is the original.
英文也是这样哈、哦，啊，还是英文比较照原文哦。看到吗？耶稣说不会再延长时间了，因为时间已经本来就到了的，是耶稣延长而已。时间本来就是到了的。
The time was already up, but the Lord delayed it for you.
所以只给你一分钟而已。
Therefore, now all that is left for you is just
剩下那么这么短、这么紧张的时间而已。
That is all the time that is left for you.
因为耶稣有说过嘛，到那个日子要减少时间，日子要把它 cut 掉，把时间 cut 掉。
Because on that day, he will cut the time short.
所以你想不到嘛？为什么会想不到？因为时间突然间消失， 突然间没有了。
Therefore, you wouldn't be able to be to imagine it because.
哎呀，哪里这么快来？耶稣说他来的时候，人又吃又喝，又起又嫁，又买卖，又买又卖，又种又耕种，那不是正常生活吗？请问这个不是正常生活吗
？You might say that, oh, Jesus said that when he comes, people would eat and marry and drink and be merry.
又买又卖就是做生意赚钱呢。
They are buying and selling, isn't that?
又耕种那个就是努力生活呀。
They are running their farms.
又娶又嫁那个就传宗接代，就是这个正常生活呀。
They are marrying each other, isn't that just how our lives are right now?
又盖造房屋，又是在扩展生意，又扩展自己的理想，扩展自己的生意啊。
They are building houses,
建屋子啊。
Running businesses.
耶稣说他来的时候是这样的，你知道吗？生活。
That's how Jesus described the life during which he would come.
你不要以为来的时候都什么地球爆炸啊，什么死亡啊，那时还没有的，就是大家很好像没事啊。
Do not think that when the Lord comes, the world would suddenly.
你看现在我们听到打仗。
If we listen to the news,
我们都听到麻木了，连这种新闻都不想看的了。
We have grown desensitized to this news.
他们打是他们都是死多少人死一万人两万人三万人关我们什么？我们这里不是照样看戏吗？不是照样玩手机吗？不是照样生活赚钱吗？关我们什么事呢
？The death toll of 10, 20 to 30,000 has nothing to do with us. All that we do today is in our own.
听到那里有地震，那里有灾，那里有死多少人，有什么问题呢？这个常常都发生了。
We think that it is no issue because it happens.
你没有想到的时候，就是过正常日子的时候，突然间耶稣来。
When it seems to be like a daily normal life to you, that is when the Lord will come.
所以那个时候，很多人就看到耶稣来，看到一亲眼看到。
That is when
你想不到呀。
That is when many will personally see.
我还正常生活，我还在考虑做生意，我还正在数钱呢、啊，在银行数钱呢、啊。
It will be out of their expectation because they're still running.
耶稣来了啊！哎呦，来了！
Oh, the Lord Jesus has come.
莫帮来讲诶，没有给我警告的，没有提醒我的。
Why didn't you warn me?
什么没有提醒你？传道讲道理，常常都在提醒你，常常都在警告你。
What do you mean? We have not warned you. The preacher has warned you multiple times.
那时也只给你一分钟而已。
And when that time comes, you will have nothing more than a minute.
真的没有时间。
Because there's truly no time left.
请看马太福音书二十四章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 24.
因为时间太长住太短了。
Because time is too short.
耶稣说要怎么做
？What did the Lord Jesus say he must do?
马太福音书二十四章十六节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 16.
十六节。那时在犹太的应当逃到山上。在房上的不要下来拿家里的东西，十八节，在田里的也不要回去洗衣裳。你在楼上跟楼下有几眼哦？要花多少时间哦？耶稣说你就不要了，下来拿东西了啦，你烂，你就逃命吧，救命吧，什么下来拿东西？
So do not waste any time getting your clothes or your items.
在田里工作的就不要回去洗衣裳换衣服啊，不用了啦，没时间啦。
Those who are in the field should not return home to change their clothes because of no more time.
当然，这里有属灵教训的啦。
Of course, there's spiritual teaching.
但是整个重点就是说，救命重要了。那因为时间没不多了。
But the main point here is that it is important for you to save your own life.
哎呀，时间还有很多。
Therefore, do not claim that there is still a lot of time left.
我上个礼拜才去意大利法国买的 handbag。
Last week I went to France.
十几千一个的。
My handbag.
我回去拿 handbag， 我拿去教会。我聚会我就拿穿美美去教会，拿 handbag 去教会。
I purchased a nice handbag so that I can bring it to church.
哎呦，我那件衣服啊是特别定做的哦，几千块一条的，我要换去聚会。去聚会需要穿几千块的衣服来教会的
咩？
你是要给谁看还是给人家看的呀？
I purchased a customized dress at a few thousand dollars.
你拿那个 handbag 几十千的一个 handbag， 你是给谁？是给耶稣看的还是给谁看的
？Why are you buying this？
主耶稣要看这种东西吗
？Do you think the Lord wants to see this？
你不要回去拿了。
You do not need to return.
你赶快来聚会，
Come for
就赶快救命吧。
And save your own life.
现在这种道理听不进去的了，还有时间，
But、
还早。
We cannot say this.
所以常常书帮还好一点。老实讲，感谢主，书帮这一点我要称赞你们。
To be honest,
其他的教会每次聚会都迟到很厉害的。
But in other churches, they are ridiculously late.
还早，十一点聚会，十点五十分还在家里。
Oh, it is time to Oh, since our service is at 11, let me leave home at 11.
你不会遇到红绿灯的，全部那个绿灯全部开给你走的呀。
Do you think all the traffic lights will automatically turn green for you?
你在行神迹吗？
Are you trying to perform a miracle?
你根本就是有意迟到的，你是故意迟到了的。
You are intentionally coming.
常常讲还有时间。
You always
结果来到就是迟，结果就是常常迟到。
But you always arrive late.
我们常常自己骗自己，有时间是骗自己。其实就是时间不够，没有给耶稣多一点时间。
We always deceive ourselves, saying there's more time, but we do not save any time for Jesus.
连圣餐都是这样。
You are the same during Holy Communion.
所以我很生气的，老实讲。
Therefore, to be honest, I am very angry.
有一对夫妻是这样的，我真的很生气的。
As a couple in Subang Church who is always
不要学他的榜样。
Do not learn from them.
甚至要指责他。
没有好榜样。To rebuke them, because this
还吃什么圣餐？不用吃了啦。
There's no point in having this.
你羞辱主耶稣。
You are humiliating the Lord Jesus.
我说我来吃圣餐，我来纪念主日。你有纪念吗？
Said,
你真的有纪念主吗？你根本没有纪念。
But do you actually remember the Lord's stuff? You
are not remembering it. 如果偶尔我们真的忙，我们真的家里有事，真的路上大家崩街，那没关系。那主耶稣不会怪我们的，我传道也不会骂我们的。
If an accident,
因为有事情嘛。
If something truly happens at home or an accident, then the Lord will not blame us.
大家崩街。
For example, we have a flat tire.
所以不是他要迟到，是突然间发生事情。
These things are out of our control.
这个主耶稣不会怪。
The Lord will not blame us.
可是今天我们是这样吗？
But
是因为有事情吗？
Is that the case for us? Is it truly because something out of our control?
耶稣说不要回家拿东西了啦，赶快来聚会吧。
The Lord Jesus says, "Do not go home to get your clothes."
这叫做给你一分钟。
This is what it means.
我们看一节圣经来结束。
Let us read a Bible verse to end.
请看提摩太前书二章。
Let us refer to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书的第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
十九节。
Verse 19.
注意哦，这里到底在讲什么？一、二、三，我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕，是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住？保罗他说，我们做传道的，做牧者的，我们所盼望的是什么？我们得到安慰的是什么？
So what did Paul say? Where do we receive comfort?
就是我们盼望的，我们做传道的，做长职的，就是我们的盼望，就是主耶稣来的时候，教会都能站立，弟兄姐妹大家都能够站立得住，这个就是我们的盼望，我们的安慰。
It is so that all of us will be able to stand firm when the Lord comes.
那十九节有提到三个信仰的祝福，信仰的宝贵。
The three blessings recorded in verse 19.
我们的盼望。
First, our hope.
我们的盼望就是将来的天国，将来的得救。
Our hope is in this eternal.
这是神给我们的盼望来的。
This is the hope given by the Lord Himself.
第二，我们的喜乐。
Second, our joy.
喜乐就是神的拯救，神的救恩。
Our joy is the salvation.
让我们永远不死，让我们永远荣耀。
So that we will be glorious.
这种喜乐就是神爱我，就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
所以我们很喜乐。
Therefore, we
truly joyful. 再来，我们所夸的冠冕。
Next,
冠冕所夸的冠冕就是将来神的赏赐，荣耀的赏赐。
This crown is the reward.
这种盼望， 这种喜乐，这种将来荣耀的冠冕。
This crown of glory, this joy,
因为你站立得住才会有的啦。
Are things that we receive only if we stand.
如果这三样宝贵，三样祝福，我们主耶稣来的时候，我们站立不住，这三样就没有了啦，盼望也没有了，喜乐也没有了，荣耀冠冕都没有了，什么都没有了，因为你站立不住啊。
If we do not stand firm, we will not have any hope, joy, or this crown.
你信仰信到整个人跌下，倒下去，趴在地上。你还有荣耀吗？你还有喜乐吗？你还有盼望吗？都没了。
If we are not able to stand firm, if we are already collapsed on the ground, how can we have hope?
保罗说，主耶稣来的时候，我们站立得住，站在他面前站立得住，站立得稳，是因为那个盼望在，喜乐在，冠冕在，神的应许在，我们站立得住才得到的啦，才会得到的。
Receive this joy. Hope and crown of rejoicing if we stand firm.
看到教会得救了， 弟兄姐妹都得救了，进天国了，那就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
If we are able to see our members being saved, that is.
不然将来主耶稣要找我们呢、啊？你做传道，你讲什么道理？你怎么样带领教会？你有提醒他们吗？你有警告他们吗？他们做错事，你有责备他们吗？没有，做错没有责备，走错路也没有引导他们，做什么我们都假装不知道，
otherwise,
都只是称赞你们，
otherwise,
这样是个传道人吗？
Otherwise, in future, the Lord will ask preacher, did you correct them? Did you rebuke them? If you didn't, how can you still be a preacher?
所以越做越怕，越做越害怕，将来耶稣向我算账的时候，我不知道怎么样来交代。
Therefore, I grow increasingly afraid because I do not know how to respond when the Lord holds me accountable.
是一间怎么样的教会？
What type of church is the church of the true God?
是唯一站立得住的教会。
It is the only church that stands firm.
唱诗。